Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the brand new Canalside Roller Rink in Buffalo, New York.
My name is Lauren Maloney Ford, and my position is general manager for the Buffalo Waterfront.
Great. And so I don't know if I should mention that the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation is going to be opening the seasonal attraction, the new roller rink at Canalside. Tell us a little bit about it. Paint a picture for our listeners.
Sure. So if you've been down to the ice rink in the winter, we are transforming that into kind of a fall wonderland, and it'll have outdoor roller skating in the larger part of the rink, and then off to the side, we will have pop-up programs throughout the week and on the weekends, including a farmer's market, themed skate nights, kids programming. So it'll really be a one-stop shop for fall fun down at Canalside.
Great, and it kicks off when?
August 20th will be our grand opening, and we will be open through October 31st this year, weather permitting, obviously.
Great. So we're just a week away. Pretty exciting. So I have to ask, logistically, are you putting something over the typical area that is normally iced in the winter?
We're not, actually. We are draining the canals, and we are doing maintenance on the concrete surface so that people can skate directly on the concrete. We're putting up the dasher boards that we typically have for the ice rink. So we've looked at a lot of other outdoor rinks, and this seems to be the best solution for an outdoor open-air rink.
Excellent. Well, roller skating brings back good memories from my own childhood. Should people bring their own skates, or are rentals available?
We will have rentals available, and to start the season off, we are asking that people leave inline skates at home, so we're using the four-wheel skates, and we will have plenty of pairs available for rental at the admission tent.
Great, and what is the admission? What will the admission fees be to get in next week?
So once we open, we'll be $6 for adult admission, $2 for children admission, ages 13 and younger, and skate rentals will be available for $4. We also have some opportunities for people that might not be able to afford the admission price. Fridays before 5 will be free of charge, thanks to Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then also on Wednesdays, if you visit another Canalside attraction, including the Carousel, the Naval Park, or Explore and More, we are also offering free admission to any of those visitors.
Great. I was just going to ask, what else can you do when you come, and how long should you allow?
Sure. So I think we can really make a full day of it at Canalside now. We definitely still have some pop-up programs that are coming down that people should check out on our website, buffalowaterfront.com. But then open daily at Canalside, we have the Carousel, which is just $1 to ride. And then Explore More will also be open through the fall. The Naval Park will be going pretty far into the roller rink season. And then the Long Shed is also operational, and you can go over there and check out how the team is building the packet boats, and our vendors along the boardwalk will be open through most of the season as well.
Great. And again, if you could say where we can go for more information about Canalside.
Absolutely. The best place will be our website, buffalowaterfront.com. And then you can also follow us on social, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Buffalo Waterfront.
Great. Is there anything else you want to tell people? Maybe people who are from farther away and they've never been to Canalside?
Sure. So it's definitely easy to get to. There are plenty of hotels and restaurants around in the area. So now Canalside, we're really trying to make it a year-round destination. You know, I think we're definitely known for things to do in the summer and then the ice skating rink in the winter. And now we have plenty to do in the fall as well.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new spot in Pennsylvania.